please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshay is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshay at 407-394-9819 or email djames82@aol.com.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, as always, I'm happy and pleased to be here and be given the opportunity to share my thoughts with you and have your opinions shared with our audience. It's important that we have our voices heard loud and clear each and every day, and we want to be on top of the things that are going to impact our lives and the lives of others. We want you to know that we're on the show 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And we want you to be here so that your voice can be heard and people can understand what it is you're feeling about the direction that our country is going in. I want to just talk today about some decisions that we are asked to make in terms of us voting, and how do we feel about that? You know, a lot of times people ask, do we like the direction our country is going in? But I want to ask some specific questions related about what direction our country is going in and how people feel about it. I want you to know that I was raised in a way that I'm not sure how my parents did it, but they protected me from things that would create major problems for my life. And one of those things was, though there was alcohol in my father always had a bar and had access to alcohol, he was never drunk in front of me. And so I never started drinking until I was very, very old. I mean, it was 18 or 19 before I started taking a drink. And even now, that is something I don't do very often. So it's not something that I'm involved in a lot. And something I definitely never got involved in was drugs. That was a definite no-no. And so it was partly just because I didn't want to disappoint my parents. Somehow or another, they indoctrinated me in a way that I knew that drugs were not good for you. And I surrounded myself with friends who would not try to push them on me. There were people who were smoking marijuana who were my friends, but they respected my position and did not try to push drugs on me. Now we find ourselves here in 2016 where there are four or five states who have already made lawful recreational marijuana. And then there are other states who are making it for medical use. I know that Florida is now being asked to make it for medical use. And I did check yes for medical use. I'm not sure I'm prepared to do it for recreational use. And so I just wanted to talk today about what people's feelings are and what direction they feel like we're going in. And will legalizing marijuana be a detriment to our society? Or what do you people individually feel? Cindy, how are you doing today? Welcome you back, and I'm glad you were able to get here with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm doing great.
What are your thoughts about legalizing marijuana?
Well, you know, I'm kind of in between. I'm all for it for medical use. I can't understand how some states it's legal, some states it's not legal. Some states they're going to jail for an ounce. Some states you can carry an ounce right in front of the police. You know, so I'm kind of like torn in between. I do think that it is a healing plant, you know, for doctors. And to be honest, at some point I felt like it was a healing plant that God put on the earth for us, and that they didn't know how to tax it to, you know, generate revenue at the time. And I don't know, that's just my belief.
You know, we know that Colorado has already legalized it, and it's you know, the average person can just pick it up, walk in the store, and buy it. They're generating a lot of tax revenue on it. But I'm just they say that they don't have a way of testing it like they do alcohol at that very moment. So that some people are concerned about people being high while they're driving. You know, if people are responsible and they go home and they smoke while they're at home, then I guess that's on them. But how do we deal with the impact that it's going to have on the general public when people are actively moving around the city and they're high? Do you think that might have a negative impact on driving or just at interaction between people in the city?
Of course, most definitely. And every day, whether it's legal or not, you don't know what somebody is on behind the wheel, whether it's marijuana or some other drug, you know. And that's a chance. But I get what you're saying. Like, if they legalize it, it'll be 10 times more. But even with texting while driving, everything, every time you get in that car, there's a risk.
And you're so right. We're going to we got more callers on. We want to get everybody's opinion. Kathy, are you there? Kathy, can you hear me? All right, let's go to caller 7265. 7265, give us your name and where you're calling from. Okay, caller 9751, are you there? Give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Cindy Smith again. I'm going to let somebody else take it.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
All right, I hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Kathy James. What was the – I didn't hear the question.
Kathy, what are your thoughts in terms of us looking like we're going to legalize marijuana across the nation? Right now there are four states that have on the ballot whether they should legalize marijuana for recreational use. And what kind of impact will that have on our country if our whole country goes to the point where they're legalizing marijuana?
Well, James, you know half of the population is already on marijuana, so I think the legalization of it is for the government to get money off of it. That's what I think that's about, because yeah, a lot of people are running around here high. It's not on weed, on drinking, whatever it is, you know. And a lot of these accidents that happen, people were under the influence of alcohol or even drugs. So, I mean, they, and where I live, they have shops set up already that are legalized for you to buy marijuana out of. I even know people that have marijuana medical cards. You know, the medical card is supposed to be for if you're ill to the point to where you have a cancer or some kind of ailment that's no longer treatable, that would help them relieve some sort of pain, you know. But most of the time, a lot of people are taking advantage of that and don't have an ailment and are smoking it. But then there are those that do really need it, and it is helping them with their ailment. So they say, I don't know, because I'm not sick in any form or fashion to where I would need it. But I do recall a long time ago in my earlier, younger ages when I did smoking, and I was always paranoid. I wouldn't be out driving because the type of way it made me feel. But I have heard that it's not even like it was when I was in my teenage years, that they've mixed all kind of stuff with it. So it's on a whole nother level. So, again, back to your question, it's not the only thing that's going to change is that the government will be getting paid for it, because there are people out here already smoking it and driving, working in these companies and smoking it. Even one of my TV shows I watch, it showed that the doctor had some kind of severe cancer, but during his break he would go and smoke weed before he'd do his surgery. He said that would soothe him to where he can go and do the surgery correctly. So go figure.
You know, I have had trouble, and I want all of you in my audience to be honest and to tell me exactly what you're thinking, and I'm going to do the same. But, you know, spending 10 years in jail, my inmates would always tell me, oh, I can drive better, I can think better. If I'm high, it just heightens my ability to do things. And I always questioned when they said that, because here you have something that is supposed to make you euphoric and hallucinate, and you're going to tell me under those conditions you can do normal things better and react faster as you need to smoking marijuana. And I just cannot get that. I mean, I can tell you when I was faced with people asking me, you know, when I got to college and people say, hey, come on, DJ, let's smoke a little marijuana. I say, okay, wait, hold on. Let me think this out. I'm going to spend my $10 to help get this marijuana. We're going to get high. I'm going to get hungry. Why don't I just go take my $10 and buy my sandwich? You know what I'm saying? Why do I need to smoke if the end result is I'm going to get hungry? And so I really avoided smoking marijuana in both high school and college, and I still just don't understand, you know, how as a nation, you know, are we going to deal with bus drivers smoking it while they're driving? You know, the air pilots already getting in trouble with alcohol. You know, are we setting ourselves up for a wave of inappropriate use by making it legal across the country? I see. You know, so I'm just concerned about whether or not we setting ourselves up for some craziness. I see that, and I'm going to have to say the same numbers because I see we got a couple of people with the same last numbers. 407-310-8579. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, James. This is Nancy Jo Brown. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome, Nancy. First time caller, everybody. Hey, Nancy, tell me, you know, what are your thoughts about where we're going and as a nation where it looks like we're going to be legalizing marijuana across the country?
Well, I think that people who want to smoke are going to smoke whether it's legal or not. Now, my grandson has sickle cell, and he says that it helps relieve his pain that when he has the crisis, you know, I know he gets in very chronic pain. So if he says it does, you know, gives him some relief, you know, I don't question that because I know how much he suffers. So I would say that, I mean, people are going to abuse it whether or not it's legal. So,
well, you know,
I'm in favor of it, actually.
Okay,
for the reasons
let me ask you this question, and I'm not sure if you, but I just know for myself, if it had been legal when I was growing up, I would have tried it. And I have no experience with it whatsoever. I know some people say it makes them nervous. Some people say it sends their blood pressure up. But don't you think that we're going to have to deal with a large number of teenagers getting involved with it even more if we legalize it across the country?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the different legalization rules are. I mean, is there an age limit on who can purchase it if it is legal? I don't know how it's handled in other places where it is legal, like Colorado or Washington and things of that nature. So, I mean,
well,
I'm surprised
to tell
that
if,
any
well,
of your callers
Kathy,
are familiar
California.
With that. Pardon me?
Kathy, you're in California. What are the rules?
As far
Kathy,
as what,
are you there?
Yeah.
What are the rules
as far as
regarding
what?
Who can go and purchase marijuana?
Well, again, you have to have a marijuana medical card to purchase it. But, you know, I'm sure there are people that don't have the card and are still getting the marijuana. So, but you have to have a card in order to buy it.
And then you have doctors who will give it to you even if you stump your toe.
Yes.
Well, Nancy, my understanding is if you're over the age of 21 and in these states where they legalize marijuana, some of them allow you to grow 6 to 8 plants in your own house, and so you can grow your own plants in some of the areas. And so I think it's going to be very plentiful. If it becomes legal, it's going to be plentiful, and that's another thing we're going to have to work with our young people on in regards to whether or not they should be doing it when they are underage.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But these kids are getting what – I mean, if they really want it now, I mean, they're getting what they want in terms
they
of alcohol. And everything, really.
It's true. But how do we want the teachers to be high? Now, I taught for 30 years. Is it going to be okay for me to go in my classroom with a little buzz?
I mean, is it okay for you to go in your classroom being drunk? I would say no. I mean, there's certain types of behavior that you're supposed to have in when you're performing a job. I mean, you can't, you know... You're not supposed to fly a plane if you're drunk. You're not supposed to fly a plane if you're high on weed. So, I mean, I think I'm suspecting that it might be similar to how things are regulated currently with regard to, you know, people being drunk and things of that nature.
All right. Cindy, let me ask you, do you remember how long marijuana stays in your system, or how are we going to test whether someone has had a certain drug in their system for a month, or was it yesterday? How are we going to deal with trying to regulate how much these people have in their system if the TS, you know, I'm talking about something I don't know about. Is it called TSC or the chemical that stays in your blood? How are we going to test whether or not you did it last night or 2 days before you, I mean 2 hours before you went to work?
I'm pretty sure they have levels. I'm pretty sure they're able to test that now. I just don't know how they do it, but I'm pretty sure they can tell whether you have this much or this much in your system. But as the beautiful woman was saying, see, these teenagers today, it ain't just the marijuana that we have to be concerned with. See, there's a new chick in town. Her name is Molly. So the children have access to whatever they want. And so, again, and to be honest, where I'm at, you know, you got middle schoolers, you know, that's selling marijuana. You know, mm-hmm. And so it's one of these things that I get what you're saying, but it's happening anyway. And there's some teachers that go to school high, unfortunately. But we know there are, you know. But you're not going to be able to regulate all of that, and I'm not going to say it'll be an increase in any way. I just think people are going to be doing it, you know, more in the open now, and I don't know, but they're doing it now. These teenagers are already smoking weed, and they know where to get it and how to get it and all of that.
Well, I have to tell you and go on record, and this is just me sharing one of the stories with you, and certainly marijuana is not legal here in Florida, but I had a coworker, again, I was working at the jail, and he got locked up for 2 ounces of marijuana he purchased, and they happened to stop him and in his car, and they took him to the same locked-up area he was used to going to talking to inmates in, and ultimately he lost his job behind 2 ounces of marijuana. Now, I don't know how much 2 ounces of marijuana is, but to lose a $50,000 a year job behind 2 ounces of marijuana, I'm not sure if that was a good a decision on his part. But the way and direction we're going, had he waited a little while and it became medically legal, I don't know what the school system would have done if he had bought some marijuana and he had a doctor said it was okay for him to have it. Cassie, what are your thoughts are going to be? I mean, if a teacher has a medical excuse to have marijuana, how are the school system going to deal with that?
Well, you know what? This thing is bigger than that, James. It's getting ready to be all about the money with everything else, with the legalization of it. And right now, we don't know. Half of the teachers may be on it anyway. We don't know that. You know, I know a lot of people say that it doesn't affect them in any way, that they can go and teach, you know, to the 100%. It depends on the person who's using it. It depends on where they are in their life and how they are utilizing the drug. So if that teacher can go in there and teach those kids to the highest of elevation to where they learn, then go ahead and have you a couple of hits before you go inside the classroom.
My goodness, Kat, you sounded very liberal right now.
Well, no, not liberal, but again, James, if you did a survey, if you were to go and do a survey today to a couple of schools, these major corporations and businesses, most of the people, at least 1% of people in those organizations and schools are already smoking it. It's just that because it's out in the atmosphere to where they want to legalize it now is that we are talking about it. But this has been going on for a long time. This just not has started. This was going on when I was in high school, you know, that people were smoking weed and teaching and doing other things, you know. So it's been happening for a long time, like the other young lady said that her grandson or her son uses it for his illness, and it relieves the pain. Some people have pain that have not been diagnosed to where they're smoking it, and it is helping them. Now, the people we need to be concerned about are the people that are doing it and for just to be doing it. So, you know, that's why I'm saying that if it's helping a cause, then, you know, you can't doubt that. You can't stop that. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me go to 7265. 7265. Give me your name and where you called it from.
This is Joyce Garrison. I'm from Glendale, Arizona.
All right, Joyce, how are you? Joyce, are you all are you familiar with the legalization or the process that's going on? Is Arizona in the process of asking that question yet?
Yeah, it's on the ballot. I voted against it. The reason being is what everyone is talking about now, they're talking about medical marijuana. There's a difference. I feel that it's going to be a disaster if it is passed. The incidents are going to go up, accidents, because a lot of people just like drinking. A lot of people can have one drink and still be in the on the control, whereas one drink may just really send a person off and make them what they call full drunk. I think marijuana might have the same effect on people. It may slow up the thinking process or whatever. I wouldn't want to be traveling on an airplane with a pilot who's under the influence of drugs, marijuana. Already the attitude alone is high. I used to be a stewardess, so once you're up in high attitude, your chemical changes. Can you imagine someone being under the influence? That's why they regulate pilots cannot drink within a certain time frame, and I think they would control. You have a lot of people and young kids and older adults driving and around.
Breaking up.
But what people are trying to vote on, they want to be able to use marijuana just like cigarettes. I think that may be a dangerous situation, but that's just my opinion. But I did vote against it here in Arizona. So I'm waiting. It's going to be interested to know whether or not it passed. It was said yesterday on the national news that if it passed in California, then you might as well just open it up for everyone in the United States. So I think what goes in California proceed over everything else. But that's how I feel about it.
I did hear that, Kathy, that what goes in California, we can look for the whole country to do it. And you're right. I think that they have raised something like $1 billion in Colorado from this. And so you know a lot of states are looking at the tax benefit from having it. But in terms of our moral thoughts, it's just going to be interesting. I'm going to take a short break. We're reaching the halfway point, and we'll come back and continue our conversation.
Hello, I'm the music major. This is my man Jayon Gray. He got a question to ask. Talk to him, Jay.
Is there anybody in love?
This is your host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, James T. DeShade. We're on 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We're talking about the legalization of marijuana. You know, in my day, they thought of marijuana as being the gateway drug to all the hairy other uses of drugs like heroin and cocaine and those kind of drugs. And now one of our audience was talking about mollies and these other pills that people are taking, acid and all of those things. So, Nancy, tell me, do you think that we're going to have an increase in these other drugs if we go ahead and legalize marijuana when it used to be thought of as a gateway drug to all the other heavy drug users?
I really don't know. It's certainly possible if people try it and it, you know, I've heard that if you take a certain drug for a while, then the effects of it, you don't get the same effect or potency that you got in the beginning. I guess your system kind of gets used to it. So there will be some people, I think, with a possible addictive type behavior who will seek other things. But, I mean, I tend to think that that's already in somebody's DNA or nature to begin with. So I think that could happen to them now if they drink alcohol, and that's not doing it for them. They may go on to something else.
Well, again, I'm going to have to tell you what about my experience. I have a friend of mine who I've been hanging around a little more lately because he works with me parking cars, and he smokes on a regular basis. And I've heard that when you smoke a lot, it affects your short-term memory. And I have to tell you, I know it affects his. I've sent him in the store to get something for me once, and I told him to get me a case of water, and he brought me back 2 bags of ice. And so I'm telling you, I know that some of these people's short-term memory is gone. And, I mean, can you imagine having somebody on the road who's not sure where they're going or what it is they, you know, why they're on the road or what direction they're going in? Cindy, what are your thoughts? I mean, have you been around people whose short-term memory has been compromised by smoking all the time? Are you there, Cindy? Kathy, what about you? Are you familiar with anybody losing their short-term memory based on being a chronic marijuana smoker?
No, I haven't seen anybody that have lost their memory to the extent that it seems like you're talking about. But I do know people that smoke it and they forget a little bit. So, yeah, and you have to remind them that, but not to where, like what you said, the guy went in the store to get ice and came back with something else. So, no.
Well, I would ask, hey, James, I mean, you don't ever forget anything? I mean, that could be a factor of age or got many things on your mind.
Listen, my short-term memory is pretty much intact, and I do forget things from time to time. But I'm telling you, I've been around this guy for a while, and he tells me the same stories, and so he don't remember me telling me that story before. So there's something
mm-hmm.
wrong. I mean, when you forget a story you told somebody a couple of days ago, you keep saying the same thing over and over. No, it's I know. I feel real comfortable that his short-term memory has been compromised. So I'm a believer in it now once I've recognized my experience with him. And some people do this every day, and I'm already a believer that if you do something every day, that's a problem. Regina, we're talking about marijuana and the fact that it looks like we're going to be legalizing marijuana across the country. What are your thoughts? Have it come on the ballot in South Carolina yet? Or what are your beliefs of how it's going to impact our country if marijuana becomes legalized?
I believe that go ahead and legalize it. I mean, folk are doing what they want to do anyway. There are some medical benefits to it. And it's really, you know, something. I don't know if you heard the old saying, choose your battle. Choose your battles on that. Our folk are going to jail for enough things. Let's not make that one of them.
That's true. James, the example you gave about your former fellow coworker who got put in jail for 2 ounces, I mean, that's a waste. I mean, he's taxing the system by being put in jail, and then when he gets out, he's going to have a record, and he's probably going to have a hard time getting a job. That's just creating more problems than what is worth 2 ounces of marijuana. Crazy.
And you're right. I mean, the jails are full of people who have one joint and have a, you know, if you have a few, I don't know what they call them, buds or what those little things they are when you're smoking and you're too small to smoke and they build those up. I'm not really on
roach.
That with this.
A roach.
It's a roach. Okay.
It's a roach.
I was trying to remember, but I couldn't remember. Oh, maybe I got that problem because, I mean, I did inhale in college. And, you know, I'm okay.
Listen, I'm going to let you know, I don't know anything about it. But let me just say this to you, too. Being that I was in the jail, and you're right that we go to jail for almost any little thing, you can go to jail for drug paraphernalia. If you have a roach clip that has been burned on the end and it shows that you've been using it, now stores can sell roach clips, they can sell paper, they can sell tubes that people use for crack. But if you have them in your pocket in the state of Florida, you can go to jail for what we call drug paraphernalia. You don't have to have the drug, but if you have the things that are used to smoke the drug, you can go to jail. So in that instance, you are right, Regina, that we can alleviate some of those things.
Yep.
And I want to also share one of my stories with you guys. I'm even though I played college football and I thought I was an athlete and I was, you know, very popular on campus, I was a nerd. I can remember some guys coming and knocking on my door and they caught me asleep and they said, "DJ, we need some paper." And I went and got them some notebook paper. And they said, "DJ, no, we need smoking paper." I said, "Man, you know you came to the wrong room. You know, when you talk to me about paper, I got notebook paper. That's what I thought you were talking about, you know." But so I had no knowledge whatsoever. And another one of my stories, one in the neighborhood here in Orlando, a dude caught me and he said, he said, "DeShay, I need a nickel to get me some marijuana." And I said, "Oh, man, I'll give you 2 nickels. And I thought nickels was nickels. I didn't know until he said, "Well, give me the $10. I was, "What?" You know, so I'm afraid my parents sheltered me a great deal when it came to the terminology that was used to talk about drugs. I had no knowledge that we turned nickels into $5 and at that time. And so I was just protected. And so I didn't inhale unless you call going to parties where they were smoking marijuana. That was the only time I inhaled, Nancy.
Okay.
Regina, do you have any other further thoughts of was marijuana prevalent when you were in college?
In college, I don't know. I was too busy studying.
Oh, okay. So you were another nerd.
No, I wasn't a nerd. I have never, ever in my life allowed marijuana to touch my lips. Never. Because I've always been asthmatic, and I thought
my heart would blow up or something.
Well, I tell you what, I think that we're headed in that direction where, well, I mean, what are we going to, it looks like it's going to become legal, and I guess we can do a lot with that money. Cindy, what do you think we can do with the money that we tax marijuana smokers? Are you there, Cindy? Well, Nancy, what are your thoughts about whether or not we can tax, or what benefits taxing marijuana will do, and how can we use it, that tax money, to benefit the general society?
Well, I mean, we have infrastructure that is, you know, falling apart.
Crumbling.
Always
right.
The educational system. I mean, there's so many things that the money could be used for.
Do you think it'll have a benefit to reducing crime? Will we get rid of the regular drug dealers in the streets if we legalize it? Will there be a need for them anymore if we legalize marijuana?
Hello? Are you talking to me, Jane?
Yeah, what are your thoughts, Kathy? Will it reduce the neighborhood drug dealers?
No way. No, they're still going to be there. And they are actually, we were just, in our Bible study, we were just talking about that, how that most of the stores are being put up in the neighborhoods where it's low, I mean, the poverty is bad, where there's a lot of different things going on, let me say it like that. You know, in the neighborhoods where there's not, I'm sorry, I'm kind of got my brain and got blocked, but it wasn't because of weed though. I'm working,
Kathy.
And trying to be a part of this call. Yes, ma'am.
Now, are you saying they have stores, marijuana stores out there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. You can go in there.
So it's legal there.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Where do you live, Kathy?
I live in the city, California, but the city I live in is Long Beach, and right next to me where my church is Compton. And we actually went to a council meeting, and they talked about, you know, stopping the more stores from being opened up, and how that the council people had the authority to either stop them from coming in or to allow them to come in. And those particular council people would not stand up and say that they are against it. So guess what that means? That more stores in that particular city are being opened up.
In the city of Compton.
Yes. You know the movie Straight Outta Compton?
Right.
That city. That's the city.
James.
Well, we all know that the more detrimental things are always going to be put up more in the low economic areas. You have more bars in those areas. So, of course, you're probably going to have more dispensaries for marijuana in those areas as well. You know, if we legalize it, you know they're not going to allow them to be built in the economic prosperous areas. Their location are going to be where people are used to bars and topless clubs and those kind of areas are going to be the areas that are going to be inundated with marijuana stores as well.
But you know the thing about that, James, is that the people outside of the city comes inside of the city to score, to buy, to purchase, but they don't want them in their neighborhoods, but they will come to that neighborhood to purchase the stuff.
Jane.
Yes.
May I make a comment?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm a commissioner here in Columbia on the Board of Zoning Appeals, and when I was first appointed to that board, I really did not understand the importance of that board. that board, and I've done it, has the capacity to approve or deny certain things from moving into certain areas. So I would, if I were in another city or gave advice, I would give people the advice to get to know or find out about that board of the zoning board. And if they don't get past the zoning board, then they'll possibly go to a board of zoning appeals to try to appeal a decision that was made against them. These boards are very powerful, and they are often stacked with people who benefit from things that are coming into the area. I have had the opportunity to deny liquor stores going into impoverished areas. I've denied mental health facilities from being packed into one particular area that may feed into a particular school zone. But you have to have folk who are going to be watchdogs to see what's going on and who's trying to place all of these various things in one particular area. So the board of your zoning board and your board of zoning appeals is who I would look into and let them know you all don't want them, those things in your neighborhood.
Well, supposedly here in Orlando, you know, you cannot have a liquor store within a certain radius of a school. And so I hope that they would do that as well when they do legalize marijuana, that they would not let it be too close to schools. Because one of the issues also is, Kathy and everyone who's on the air, is that they all, along with smoking it, they make these brownies and these cookies and this. You have to deal with what they call edible marijuana. In some cases, the edible marijuana is just as dangerous as the smoking.
We have had
so
people
you have to eat your cookie.
We've had people to use different types of, like, measurements. And they'll say, well, we're actually so many feet away from the front door of something. And that, you know, they get around a lot of things. Again, I would say make sure you touch base with those zoning commissioners and let them know you all are concerned about your area.
All right, we're going to take another short break, and we'll come back and finish out the show as normal. When we got a lot of people on the show, it goes by very fast. We'll come back and have our final words on whether or not marijuana should be legalized.
Attention, get your lips, 'cause I don't have a choice. Oh, what a wonder. in it, this is too deep. I gotta change the station, so I turn the dial, trying to catch a break. And then I hear baby face. I only think of you, and it's breaking my heart. I'm trying to keep it together, but I'm falling apart. I'm feeling all out of my element, so insane, trying, trying to figure out where the hell I went wrong. The pain reflected in the song, it ain't even happened.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and we're going to have our final word today, and we're going to go to Nancy. Nancy, just whatever's on your mind, tell us, what is your final word today you want to leave the audience with in regard to what is impacting our world today?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing on my mind daily is the election coming up. I mean, I've already voted, but I think for me to keep my sanity, I just have to remain positive and put it in God's hands. I mean, that's the ultimate thing for me right now.
Well, Nancy, I want you to know that you are so in line with Kathy. Kathy, you got someone else who's already decided to put it in God's hands. You know it is the foremost on my mind. But, Kathy, we've added somebody to the audience who thinks a lot like you. Kathy, what are your final word for today?
November 9th, hurry up. Yay.
Amen.
All right. Well, Joyce, what is your final word for today?
I'm in agreement with Kathy. I cannot wait until the election is over. But, you know, the closer that we get to it, the scarier it is, because I really do have a feeling that Trump has a lot underneath his skin. He's up to something. So I'm just hoping that Florida will come through this time. They really do need to come through, and I just hope the blacks get out and vote. I hope Arizona carry Hillary. I really do. It's going to be a toss-up, but I'm praying that it happens, and I would like to see Hillary in command.
And I'm in agreement with that. I really can't wait till the 9th, but I'm scared, just like you, Nancy. I'm scared to death. One minute I hear that Trump only has one path to winning, and that path doesn't look good, and then again it comes back that he's coming back, and I think I just cannot believe that we're in this position, but it seems like we are, and on the night we will either wake up in a nightmare, or we will the sanity would have survived if Hillary Clinton does win, but right now it is a scary situation. I want to thank all of you for your support and hope that you will continue to call in. Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is the place where your voice can be heard loud and clear 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m. on Saturday. Always call in to 657-383-0309. We want your voice to be heard loud and clear. I see we have Regina just came back in. Regina, what is your last word for today?
Few days
until we have Madam President. Don't get complacent and not go to the polls. We must vote. And make sure you vote in your local elections. As you could see from today's show, local elections are extremely important.
Well, I have already did my ballot. I did it early ballot. They mailed me mine, and I went and dropped it off. So I've done my part. I hope everybody else has done their part to make sure that we have a third term of Barack Obama through Hillary Clinton. And That's my last word. I mean, I cannot believe that we're willing to follow up somebody with the class of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama with the likes of Donald Trump and twice.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
All right. Well, you all take care, and I'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m., and we'll come up with another conversation to find out what our thoughts are related to the topics that impact our lives now and in the future. This is Shane T. Deshay of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Thank you.
Boogie down, down, down.